Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 534. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Lunchbox. That's the project of Tim Brown and Donna McKean, based out of Oakland, California. The song I played was I Really Want to Know. It's on the band's album After School Special, which came out October 30th on Slumberland Records. I love that label. And I love that band, too. It's pop. It's AM radio pop. And that's the best kind, I think. And there's a long history of that band. I think they've been doing it for like 17 years, I read. So I've got lots of research to do and find out what my next Lunchbox purchase is. But that album is great, and you'll find that anywhere. So go get it. I got lots of music for you this week. 9 songs, which means they're all short, and I should stop talking. Let's play something here from Superchunk. The song's called There's a Ghost.
Yeah.
We're going to keep ripping through them just like that. That is Out of Controller from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The song's called Glassy Eyes, and it's on the band's album Sure Thing, which came out this spring, March 6th, on Alien Snatch Records. I start thinking about my favorite albums of 2020 around this time of year, and that is definitely a contender. The songs on there are just so obvious, so straightforward, so pop, so catchy, everything I want in my rock and roll. Before that, we heard from Superchunk with the song There's a Ghost. That is the A-side of a two-song digital-only single that the band put out on October 30th through Merge Records. You can find that on their Bandcamp site. Usually, I'm not a fan of digital-only singles. I like to promote physical media, things you can touch, that tangible element of vinyl, preferably. But that was the band's Halloween effort, and the B-side is a nice cover of a Sisters of Mercy track. So I needed another song to fill some time, so I figured, let me slide that one in here and share that with everyone, because you gotta love Superchunk. Anyway, I've got lots of music. Let's keep it rolling. This is Shadow Show with What Again Is Real?
Everywhere she goes, on.
my goodness, a couple of 7 inches from two of my favorite bands going right now, ending there with Baby Shakes with the song Really Really. And that is the B-side of the Sweet and Sour Part 2 7-inch that came out October 30th on Dimple Discs, that band based out of Brooklyn, New York. That is an Undertones cover. I think it was from a B-side of one of their singles way back when. That 7-inch is, as I said, out on Dimple Discs. Pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Shadow Show with the song What Again Is Real. That is the A-side of the single of the same name. Came out September 18th on Hypnotic Bridge Records, that band based out of Detroit, Michigan. Very much, just both of those bands, fantastic. A little bit of garage, a little bit of power pop, a little bit of glam. It's a little bit of everything and just the right amounts of everything. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music. It's coming. This is the Bralettes with Arthur. Thank you. Jacinta's just blasting us out there with some high fidelity. That's wonderful. That track is On You. That is the B-side of a two-song single led by Suffrage. Came out October 27th on Epitaph Records, though I think digital only, though rumor is a 7-inch might be coming to that one. I know they rushed that to get that out right before the election, as that's, if you want an angry political song about voting, you probably should have it out before the election. Before that, we heard from the Lemon Drop Gang, the song Bubble Yum on their album I'm Not the One. That came out October 23rd on Rum Bar Records. If you're a fan of the Too Much Rock podcast, then you are a fan of the Lemon Drop Gang. They're just everything good about music. Go pick that one up. Don't ask any more questions. Just go get it. And then we started that set off there with the Bralettes. The song is called Arthur, and it's on their album Jawbreaker that they put out themselves just a week or two ago, November 7th. That band based out of Dallas, Texas, saw them play in Kansas City once to a room that, I don't know, maybe had 8 or 10 people in it, but they still put on a fantastic show. Lovely folks there. That song there has, I sing that song. I feel that song. So the rest of the album has a little more guts to it, I think, but that one there, something nice about that. So we'll end this portion of the podcast with that. I'll also say that I'm about out of time, so I need to wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 534. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Not much coming up. No live music. Outdoor shows aren't really happening. Some folks are experimenting with some indoor things, but it's not my bag. So I'm kind of getting into the live streams finally. Got a big one coming up here that I'm hosting. We've got the release of the Too Much Rock single from No Germ Candy coming up on Thursday, the 19th of November. Going to be streaming live from the Mills Record Stage. We like to do launch parties there for all of the releases, and well, if we can't invite everyone in, we'll stream it out to everyone. So tune into that one about 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll be celebrating the new release with No Germ Candy. Looking at the website, some new things out there. I guess there are photos, video, and this like from the Halloween show at Lemonade Park that included Wiccan the Tricks, the Bad Ideas, and Thong Gag, as well as a host of other performers, drag artists, and fire eaters. So you'll find that out there on the website. I've got one track left for you here today. The track is by Elvis Costello. It's from his new album, Hey Clockface, which came out October 30th on Concord Music Group. It's a long album with a lot of different sorts of music on it, recorded in different places with different people. And one of the tracks I'm going to play here is one of the noisy tracks. This one's called No Flag, and it certainly fits the Too Much Rock podcast best. I mean, it's not this year's model, though I dream of that album being recreated over and over again. This one definitely feels like later Elvis Costello, which is never bad, but it's just not the Elvis Costello that I loved. Anyway, so we're going to end things here. The track is No Flag by Elvis Costello. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.